You're listening to WWBC Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Coco, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
You are now tuned in with the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple with Apostle Curtis Watkins. Please stay tuned at the end of the program for more information. Now here is Apostle Curtis J. Watkins.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Yes, Beverly, thank you. Thank you for letting them know it's about time for your miracle. Yes, this is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Why? Because God has made it possible for me to come into your ear gates, unto your eye gates, amen. Your ear gates by the radio station, WWBC 1510 on your AM dial and the other stations that were called out before it. He has made it possible for me to come into your homes, into your cars. Oh, yes, by the way of the radio stations. We are so glad you're tuning in this morning to the Miracle Radio, to the Power of Faith Miracle Deliverance. Come on. It's your miracle. It's your deliverance. It's time for your miracle and your deliverance. Praise God. I want you to get it. I want you to know who God is. I want you to know, experience what God has for you. Your miracle, your deliverance. God will bring you out. He will bring you through if you trust him. Praise our God. We thank God for you again this morning. Tuning into the radio broadcast of the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple. Amen. It's about time for your miracle. It's about time for you to come over. It's about time for you to come out. It's about time for you to come across. Amen. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what you're in. It doesn't matter. Listen to me real good. It doesn't matter what you're facing or what you're going through with. What does matter? Come on. And what does matter and what meaning of this while you going through? You got to know that God is with you. You got to know and believe that God is going to bring you out. Praise God. Hallelujah. Again, the word of God tells us many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord shall do what? Deliver them out of them all. Praise God. So we got to know that we're in this, but God is going to deliver us. We got to know that God is going to see us through. Amen. Praise God. Father, we thank you. Come on, join me. Father, we thank you as we enter to this day, God, on this radio broadcast. And as they enter to listening, Father, to what your word has to say, we thank you for bringing wisdom. We thank you for bringing knowledge and understanding to your word to them, Father. We thank you for bringing peace, God. We thank you for doing what they need you to do through this radio broadcast this morning, Father. We ask you right now, Father God, to touch each and every one on the other side of the dial or the other side of the face audience, Father. We thank you, Lord. Cypress audience, Father. We thank you for touching them. We thank you for meeting the needs right now. And we thank you and we give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. Again, this is your host, Apostle Curtis Watkins. Amen. The Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple. Praise God. Hallelujah. The pastor and finder. We're looking for you to just come and join us. We're looking for you to come and be in some of our services. Those of you that have not been there yet, those of you that have heard about the services, we're looking for you. We want to see your face in the place. We want to meet you. Come on. We want to meet you. Praise God. Hallelujah. I want you to know we're so grateful for what God has done. We're so grateful for what God is doing. Praise God. I'm telling you, we just got out of a powerful pack revival. Praise God. Last week, oh my God, it was something last week. Praise God. What? I see miracles. I expect miracles. That's what the theme of the revival. And through it, trusting God all. Why? Because I'm going to get my miracle. I'm going to get what God has for me. Praise God. We want to thank God for Apostle Dr. Elizabeth Haywood. Came all the way down from Melbourne. Palm Bay ran a powerful pack. Those of you that was not in the place, you missed it. Praise God. You missed it. I'm telling you, God moved every night. God moved every night. People were set free. People was healed, delivered, got touched. Hallelujah. Souls got revived. Come on. Souls came in. Praise God. I believe and I receive every word that God has given to us last week. I want you to know God is still moving. God is still healing. Praise God. Keep trusting God. Yes, we're going to get ready. We're resting this week. Amen. It's family week at the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple. Praise God. But we'll be right back there Sunday morning. Sunday morning. Oh, with another power-packed services. Yesterday, service was powerful packed. Praise God. Hallelujah. Somebody pray for me. Come on here. Somebody pray for me. Come on. The church pray for me. God, hallelujah. And we're the church. You're the church. Hallelujah. It's not the building where you go to worship at. You're the church. Praise God. Hallelujah. And I want you to know, when the church get together, when the church come together, when the body come together, we will see something, because we the church, you're the church, I'm the church, and when the church don't hurt one another, we come together and pray according to what the book of Acts said. The church was praying without ceasing when Peter was locked in jail. Praise God. And the angel came down and it began to do some things. Praise God. When the church get together, when the body get together, we'll see the hand of God move great and mightily. Praise our God. Praise our God. Listen, I want you to get ready. Get ready again. Next month, we'll be back with a powerful pack revival. Praise our God. Next month, come on. I know we ain't got out of this month yet, but I'm just letting you get ready. The second week of every month. Praise God, unless it changes, but it's the second week of every month throughout the year. Then it start back up again in the next following year. The Lord allow us to do this. Praise God. Every month, second week. Praise God. Revival. Praise God. We got a speaker coming in next month. We got them all lined up already. They're coming in. They are coming in. So you'll hear more about it. Praise God. Get ready. You'll hear more about this next month. You don't want to miss it. You don't want to miss any of those revivals if you can. If you can. We want to send out our condolence. Amen. To the bereaved families. We are praying for you. Amen. Hallelujah. Carissa Brown, to the Brown family, we're praying for you and the loss of your husband. Amen. And his mother, we're praying for you that God will see you through. See you through. And his brothers and sisters, we're praying that God will see them through. Praise our God, this difficult time. In the passing of Brother John Brown. Praise God. Hallelujah. We want to send out happy birthday celebrations to you. Those of you that haven't have a birthday. Amen. We say happy birthday to you. Praise God. Sister Inel, God bless you. We say happy birthday to all of you. Amen. And anniversaries. Anniversaries. Also, we want to continue to pray for the families. Amen. They have lost their pastors. And we want to continue to pray for, hallelujah, true community, apostolic church of Jesus. Amen. Praise God. We're going to continue to pray for President Kimball and the church family there. Amen. That God will see them through. Amen. God is the only one that can see you through. He's the only one that can take the pain. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm not saying you're not going to shed a tear. I'm not saying you're going to hurt. But God is the only one can take you through the difficult times. We appreciate the cards. Yes, we do. What people send you. We appreciate the time you stopped by and brought a covered dish and all of this stuff and the flowers and just the gathering for the week and then whatever day the celebration is. We appreciate that. But then there comes a time where everything goes back to normal in life. But God will never leave you. He's still right there with you. So we want to let you know that we're praying for you. Amen. Those of you that have gone through, those of you that will go through, we're praying for you and with you. And we believe God that he's going to do exactly what he said he's going to do. He's going to see about you. He's going to bring you out. Be of good courage. Come on. Be of good courage. He will strengthen your heart. Praise God. For in the time of trouble, he shall hide me. Praise God. He shall hide me. Where should he hide me, Apostle? He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Almighty shall abide under the shadows. Come on. Come on. You shall stay right there. God got you hidden in a secret place. So be not worried. God got you hidden in a secret place. And the enemy cannot find you. And the enemy cannot do nothing with you because you're in a secret place and your life is hidden in God. Praise our God. So we want to thank God Amen. We want to thank God for you, you, and you. Thank God for the, all the members at the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple. Praise God. Thank God for you. Thank God for Little Rockies. Thank God for Church Mother. Amen. We thank God. Amen. We thank God for all the prophets. Amen. Prophetess Rita Wright. Prophetess Doris Gathers. God bless you. Prophetess Carissa Moses. To all the evangelists, Blackman Evangelist Victoria. God bless you. Amen. Evangelist Maura. Bless you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Evangelist Harvey. Thank God for you. Amen. Hallelujah. Evangelist Jan. We just thank God for all those that are part of the fivefold in the ministry. They're at the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple. And you may not say, well, I'm not a part of it, but you're still a part of it because you're a sister and you're a brother. We thank God for you. Amen. So be of good courage. Hold your head up high and God will see you through. Amen. This morning, we want to just go on the lines of, I tell you, my story is still stirred up for the revival that God had allowed us to have this month. Praise God. I want you to know that your miracle is still right there. Your miracle is right there. No matter what you're going through with, your miracle is right there. But we got to do what? Trust God. We got to take God at his word. We can't lean to our own understanding. He said, in all thy ways, do what? Acknowledge me, and he's going to do what? Direct our pathway. So guess what we got to do? We've got to acknowledge God in everything that we go through. We got to let the enemy know that you don't have the best of me. You got to let the enemy know whatever you're trying to do, praise God, it will not succeed. Why? Because God is still on the throne. You're going to go through some tests. We're going to go through some trials. We're going to be persecuted. We're going to be lied on. We're going to be talked about. We're going to be hated without a cause. Y'all ain't saying nothing to me. Praise God. See, everybody want the glory. Everybody want the glory, but nobody want to go through to get the glory. See, we already got the victory. You already got the victory already, but you must go through this. You got to go through this. You got to be tried. Nobody wants to talk about when you're going through and when you're being tried and when you're being tested. But we always want to shine with the glory. We always want to shine with the victory. Come on here. If it had not been for the trial, if it had not been for the test, the glory could have not been revealed. Come on you. Praise God. Jesus had to go through. Jesus said, Father, prepare me a body that I may go down and redeem man from sin. Praise God. And that's what he did. So he went through. Come on. He went through all the ridicule. He went through all the shame. Come on. He went through all the embarrassment. Come on. He went through all the sin. Come on. Praise God. Then, guess what? The glory was revealed in him on the third day. Praise God. Hallelujah. Even when John the Baptist was baptizing, well, let's go back. We went through this sometime. Even when Elizabeth and Mary came together and they greeted one another, the Bible said that the baby leaped in Elizabeth's womb. And Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Ghost. Why? Because he identified, oh my God, hallelujah. He identified in the womb who Jesus was. Praise God. So the glory was being revealed even in the womb. Praise God. Then John the Baptist, time went on. John the Baptist was baptizing in the river. Praise God. And he looked up and he saw what? He didn't say, I see my cousin. Come on. He knew who Jesus was. Come on. Because he knew him from the womb. Praise God. Hallelujah. And then he said he bare witness. Come on, he bear witness. Again, he bear witness of what was prophesied, what was told down through the years, that there would be a Savior come into the world, and it would do what? Save his people, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. We went through all of that, but this is what I'm saying. We have to go through things for the glory to be revealed in our lives. Amen? After this, the glory is going to be revealed. After this, the glory is going to be seen. Everybody going to know that you've been walking with God. Praise God. It may be a little thing going on in you. It may be a little something like the enemy trying to bring you to hold your head down, to make you embarrassed. It may be trying to seem like the enemy trying to sift you out. But guess what? He can't do it. He can't sift you out. Why? Because the glory has to be revealed through this. Come on, Shadrach. Come on, Meshach. In the Abednego. Come on. The glory had to be revealed even when they went into the fiery furnace. Come on. The glory had to be revealed. Praise God. Because the Bible says that when they put them in there, praise God, before they put them in there, they say, guess what? If God don't deliver us, we know he's able. He's able. Come on here. So this is where you got to get it in your mind, in your spirit. God is able to do this. Even if he don't do it right then, God is able to do this. The glory is going to be revealed. Praise God. So they put them into the fiery furnace. Come on. Praise God. Hallelujah. Bound them up, throw them into the fiery furnace. But come on. Hallelujah. The glory to God. While they was in there, things was happening. Praise God. So when they looked in there again, the Bible said they turned the furnace up 7 times hotter. Come on. You're going to go through some really fiery trials. You're going to go through some really tests. You're going to go through some really trials. But you got to make up in your mind. The glory is going to be revealed through this. God is going to get the glory out of this. The glory is going to prove who you are. Come on. What's on the inside of you? So guess what? As they went through it into the fiery furnace and they turned the furnace up 7 times hotter, then the Bible says that when they came in and they looked in there, they were looking because they thought they were burned up. They thought, come on, they was to crisp. They thought, but oh, praise our God. Somebody, we serve a mighty God. We serve a mighty God. We serve a great God. We serve a God that can. We serve a God that will. We serve a God that's able to do a sin above all we think or ask. Praise God. Hallelujah. The Bible says that when they looked in there, oh my God, Evangelist Harvey. Yes, God. Oh my God, Sister McClarity. Oh my God, Brother Derek Harvey. Oh my God. Hallelujah, Sister Dewana. The Bible says when they looked in there, see, somebody going to look on your situation and they're going to say, uh-oh. They're going to look on your situation and they think it's going to take you out. But oh, they're going to see the glory of God being revealed. When they looked in there, they expect to see them crispy, burn up, laying down. But the Bible says, hallelujah. Then they looked in there. They said, did not we throw 3 in there? Did not we throw 3 in there, Sister Arlene? Did not we throw 3 in there? But hold up. Look like we see it's a 4th man. And he looked like, come on, the glory's being revealed. Y'all, you better pull your tables back. Or you better, whatever you're doing, don't, you better pull over. Keep your hand on the wheel. He said, and it looks like, ooh, the Son of God. The glory has to be revealed. Oh, my God. The glory of God has to be revealed through this. The glory of God, what you're in, has to be revealed. Guess what happened? And the bands was loose in the fiery furnace. What they tied them down with. Come on here. The bands was loose and they were running around. They was walking around. Read the scripture. Giving God praise. Come on here. Because the 4th man had showed up. The glory is going to be revealed in the midst of what you're in. I just want to talk to you this morning. The glory is going to be revealed in the midst of what you're in. This situation is not going to overtake you. This situation is not going to bring you down to humility, to make you embarrassed. Come on here. But the glory of the Lord is going to be revealed through this. Come on. Again, I said earlier, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord shall deliver them out of all. The glory of the Lord is being revealed. Come on. Somebody need to put it on the screen. Type that in. The glory of the Lord is being revealed. Come on. Through this. Whatever you're in, the glory of the Lord is going to be revealed. Come on, just like it was with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. The glory of the Lord is going to be revealed. Come on, let's go get, come on, let's go get Daniel. Let's go get Daniel. The glory of the Lord is going to be revealed. This thing think it's going to devour you. This thing has come to destroy you. It come to devour you. They throw Daniel in the lion's den because why? He was praying 3 times a day. Come on here. And it, oh my God, it was made a decree that do not pray 3 times a day. But Daniel didn't care. Daniel even opened up the window. Come on here. Y'all ain't going to say nothing to me out there. Daniel opened up the window. He let them see him praying. Praise God. The glory of the Lord is going to be revealed through this. Praise God. When they put Daniel in the lion's den, praise our God. I'm talking about the glory of the Lord being revealed through circumstances and situations in your life. Come on. They put Daniel in the lion's den, and they thought Daniel was going to be devoured. They thought Daniel was going to be ate up by the lion. Come on here. They put him in the den, lion's den, where the lion was supposed to devour him. But the glory of the Lord was revealed through that. When they looked in there, praise God, and they seen Daniel still intact. They seen Daniel fast asleep. They seen the lion fast asleep. The glory of the Lord is being revealed through what you're going through with. Don't cry. Don't hold your head down. Don't run. Come on, do like Daniel. Come on, open the window. Let them see you stand through the test. Let them see you. Oh, my God, my soul love you. Let them see you holding on to the horns of the altar and continuing confessing the word of the Lord, because the glory of the Lord is being revealed. Come on, somebody. The glory of the Lord is being revealed through that test. The glory of the Lord is being revealed through your trial that you're in. Praise our God. God bless you all the way from New York. Hallelujah. Brother George, God bless you. Bless you. Hallelujah. Hayward, amen. God bless you. Thank God for you. I want you to know the glory of the Lord is being revealed through that situation that you're in. The glory of the Lord is being revealed through that personal thing you're going through right now. You may not say nothing. You might not tell nobody, but the glory of the Lord is being revealed. You got to give God praise. You got to give God glory. You got to give God honor. Praise God. Ah, God. Thank you, Jesus. I'm just going back, touching over some of the patriarchs in the word of God. How the glory of the Lord was revealed through their situations. Come on. Look at the woman that had the issue of blood. I'm talking about the glory of the Lord being revealed. Look at the woman that had the issue of blood. Praise God. She went through so much. She went through so much. Every doctor she went to gave her a negative report. She spent all that she had. But all she made up in her mind, she heard that Jesus was passing by. And she said, if I can do what? But just touch the hem of his garment, there's going to come a healing. There's going to come a healing. She said, I know I'll be made whole. I know I'll be made whole. You got to know that the glory of the Lord is going to be revealed through this thing you're in right now, through this you're going through right now. You got to hold on to the horns of the altar. You got to hold on to the word of God that's been spoken. Why? Because the glory of the Lord is being revealed. The glory of the Lord is going to be made manifest. Come on. The glory of the Lord is going to speak for itself. The glory of the Lord don't need nobody else to speak. He's going to show up. His glory is going to be revealed. Everybody going to know that God is with you. Everybody going to know that God has healed you. Everybody going to know that God has brought you out of it. Praise God. Don't you run in the hide. Don't you run in the cave. Don't you give up. Don't you let depression take you over, because things look like it's about to overtake you. Somebody out there, hear me today. The glory of the Lord is going to be revealed through this. Praise God. Hallelujah. Come on again. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the glory of the Lord, hallelujah, is going to bring you out. He's going to deliver you. He's going to heal you. Keep trusting in God. Hold fast to your faith. I just want to encourage you this morning. I just want to encourage somebody this morning. Praise God. About the glory of the Lord. It's something else when the glory come in. It's something else when the glory come in. Hallelujah. When the glory of the Lord come in and reveal who he is. Come on here. Hallelujah. Praise our God. I'm just saying, I want you to know, it looked like you're about to be overtaken. It seems like, come on here, everybody, it's nobody exempt. Everybody going through some stuff. Your stuff might not be like mine. Mine might not be like yours. But one thing I do know, through this, the glory of the Lord is going to be revealed. Because why? He said in everything, Derek. He said in everything. Hallelujah. Elder George. Hallelujah. He said in everything. Hallelujah. Everything. He said everything. Do what? Give thanks. Come on. For this is what? It's the will of God concerning you. The glory of the Lord is going to be revealed. Hallelujah. God is going to reveal who he is. God is going to reveal who we've been trusting in. Come on. We're going to see the hands of the Lord, and we're going to hear the voice of the Lord in the midst of what we're in. The glory of the Lord shall and will be revealed. Come on. Hallelujah. Oh, praise our God. We got to do what? We got to be fervent. We got to be strong in it. We can't let nobody persuade us to stop believing God. Come on, let me go get another witness here. Praise our God. That the glory of the Lord and the healing begin in their lives. Come on, let me go get another one. Hallelujah. How many remember blind Bartimaeus? I'm talking about the power of the glory of the Lord. Blind Bartimaeus, come on here, was blind. He was blind. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Couldn't see. Praise God. Hallelujah to God. But he heard. See, you got to hear something. You got to hear something. I hear, I see. We were saying about in the revival last week. I see miracles. I hear miracles. You got to hear it. You got to hear it. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of the Lord. The glory is going to be revealed by what we are hearing. If we hear the right word, the glory of the Lord is going to be revealed in the midst of what we're in because we don't heard the right word. Come on. Here go blind Bartimaeus. He couldn't see it, but he heard it. Uh-oh. He heard it. Come on. And the Bible says that he cried, Jesus, thy son of David, have mercy on me that I might receive my sight, Sister Nell. Come on. Hallelujah. He heard. Hallelujah. He heard. Come on here, about the glory. He heard about what's coming through. He heard about Jesus coming through. Hallelujah. And the Bible says that the people that was around him, praise our God. The Bible says that they try to shut him down. They try to tell him, you too loud. You don't need to keep calling him like that. But when you call Jesus and when you believe him, oh, he going to show up. The glory going to show up. You can't call Jesus and he don't show up. You can't ask Jesus to do something and he don't do it. The glory is going to be revealed. Hallelujah. The glory is going to be revealed through this and out of what you're in. Praise God. Hallelujah. Blind Bartimaeus. Come on, somebody said. He cried, Jesus, Jesus, that son of David, have mercy on me that I might receive my sight. I'm still talking about the glory of God. I'm just going back, getting some of the old patriarchs out of the word, how the glory of the Lord was revealed through their situations and through their lives. I'm not jumping all over everywhere. I'm just touching on some of them. Hallelujah. To bring you to let you know what you're going through with. The glory of the Lord is going to be revealed through this. Come on. Hallelujah. Don't give up. Don't give out. Don't quit. Come on. Hallelujah. Because the glory of the Lord is going to be revealed. Come on. If Shadrach, Meshach had given up, the glory of the Lord wouldn't have never been revealed. Hallelujah. They said, did not we throw three in there? But look like we see the fourth man. And he says, Son of God, the glory of the Lord being revealed. Come on. Hallelujah. Praise God. Here it is to a woman with the issue of blood. She touched the hem of Jesus' garment. The glory of the Lord. The Bible says that the virtue leapt out of his body. Hallelujah. And immediately, the glory of the Lord was healing this woman. The presence of the Lord was healing this woman. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Immediately, the infirmity dried up. That's the glory of the Lord, the power being revealed. Come on, hallelujah. We got to trust God. Praise God. Daniel was in there. Praise God. And they thought Daniel was the vow. Praise God. And I'm telling you, when the glory of the Lord be revealed, people get astonished. They get amazed. Because why? They think that thing was supposed to overtake you. They think it was supposed to corrupt you. But oh, when they see God's hand in it, when they see God's hand in the midst of what God is doing, I know who God is. You know that God can bring you out. You believe that God can bring you out. Oh, somebody better clap your hands out there today. I can't see you probably, but you better give God some praise because the glory of the Lord is going to be revealed through what you're in. Praise God. We're going to go get some more witnesses about the glory of the Lord being revealed. When you trust God, when you give it over to God, when you give it to God, God, I give you this. God, I cast it up on you. Let the glory of the Lord, let the glory of the Lord arise. Let the glory of the Lord arise through this. And I'm telling you, we see the hand of God. We see God moving when his glory be revealed in every situation, in every situation that we're in. Praise our God, the old patriarchs. Get some more here. Hallelujah. That the glory of the Lord be revealed. When, remember how God came and the prophets them came in, and the woman didn't have no children. She took care of the prophet, the man of God. She built a chamber. Come on here. She built a chamber on the side of the house. Amen. She put a bed. She put a table there. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Hallelujah, Jesus.